This Bachan Rahasya, we're beginning on the seventh level here, Saptam Yam Sadhana. This is the elaborate presentation of the seventh verse of Shikshastakam by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yagayatanime shena chakshusha pravasharitam shunyayatam jagatsarvam govindavira hename. And this verse, of course, this is being spoken by Radharani. I mean, Mahaprabhu spoke these verses in the mood of Radhabhav, Mahabhav, in Gambira, end of his pastimes here, not life, but let's say, end of his Prakat Leela on this planet. Mahaprabhu spoke this verse. It's in chapter 20 of Antya Leela. So this verse comes from a heart that's experiencing intense separation from Krishna. 48 years of separation. Interesting comment that... That's about the length of time that Krishna was out of Vrindavan before he met Radharani in Kurukshetra. I was just thinking that myself just now. Because when Krishna left Vrindavan, he was about almost 11 years old, and he went to Mathura. And then, of course, he went from Mathura and spent 17 years in Mathura. At the age of about 38, he left Mathura. Because, you know, Jarasand, you know, attacked so many times. So then he went to Dwarka. So he was 38 when he left there, when he left Mathura. And then he went to Kurukshetra for the solar eclipse, Surya Grahan. He was about 50 or so, 50, 60. So the time that Krishna was out of Vrindavan, had not seen Radharani, was about 48 years. From the age of 11 to about 60 when he saw Radharani in Kurukshetra. That's very interesting. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was on this planet for 48 years. Is that right? So that 48 years that he was on this planet, for the most part he was in separation, in the mood of Radhabhav, Krishna Kahan, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And for the 48 years that Krishna was out of Vrindavan before Radharani met Krishna in Kurukshetra, Radharani was also saying, Krishna, 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 Krishna. So for 48 years, Radharani was going everywhere in Vrindavan, not eating, not dressing, not anything. Krishna, 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 hey. And then when Mahaprabhu, for this life, for 48 years of his life, he was moving everywhere in India saying, Krishna, 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 hey. So now it's the last year of 48 years of separation from Krishna. In this deep Mahabhava of Radharani, in this deep place in Gambira, which means deep, dark, secret, Gambir. The word Gambir means very deep, dark, secret. And that mood of darkness, of separation, it's very interesting, the whole thing, when you think of it all together. Because Gambir means cave. Caves are dark. Caves are empty. Caves are like a void. And then separation makes things seem empty and dark and void. And when one is in love and when one is associating with the lover, then the whole world is full of light. The world is full of light. The world is full of joy. The world is full of color. The world is full of fun. The world is full of dance. The world is full of song. This is the experience of when one is with their lover or beloved. The world is like this. But when one is separated from the beloved, then there's no joy, there's no dance, there's no mirth, there's no song, there's no light, there's no happiness, there's no fun. So after 48 years of this intense separation, then Mahaprabhu is crying out in the Gambira, in the darkness of the Gambira, in that deep mood, deep dark mood of separation, cries out, Yugayatam, Nimeshena. Chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam shunya shunyayatam jagatsarvam govinda virahiname. Where is my Govinda? 48 years separation, Govinda viraha for 48 years. This is absolutely too much to bear. It's complete darkness. So this Shikshastang, at this is the Vipralamba Bhav that came out of Lord Chaitanya, say Radharani's heart. In this time, after 48 years, this is the totality of of all of our separation is expressed in this verse. Every moment is like a yuga. So this verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that this indicates the Viparlamba Prem, and this is what one, how one begins to approach the Lord when he feels that his world is dark, when we can enter the Gambhira, when our world becomes dark, and all the fun and joy of samsara and maya becomes kind of dark. And it's interesting because this bhajan is explained here in the book. It says the six dandas from 8:30 p.m. to 12 p.m. So this is Shayan, it's called Pradosh Kal. Generally, Pradosh Kal is described as 8:36 in the evening until 10:48. But here it's written that it's 8:30 to midnight. So everyone knows that's dark time, midnight, the deep dark night. So this is the deep dark night bhajan, Pradosh bhajan. It's very interesting, all the parallels here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying this is midnight bhajan, this is Gambhira bhajan, this is Gambhira, this is separation, this is the void, this is the darkness. And this is the approach, the approach to the Lord of love in the land of play, the self-effulgent land of light, Goloka Vrindavan, where there's no Natatsvasayate Sriyo, Natsushanko Napavaka. That land where there's no need for sunlight or moonlight or electricity, everything is self-effulgent. We enter that land of light and effulgence by passing through a world of darkness. It's almost interesting, you see parallel in the descriptions of death in Christian literatures. In the Bible also, they talk about when you die, you go through a tunnel of darkness. I think everyone's heard this phrase, light at the end of the tunnel. Have you ever heard this phrase? Light at the end of the tunnel. Because the seers of truth and the recorders of scripture, they have understood from remembering previous lives or from just intuition or revelation that this is the phenomenon that the soul, when the soul leaves the body, I'm not talking about Siddha Premi Bhaktis or something, but the ordinary conditioned soul, when he leaves the body, he feels like he's in a tunnel of darkness. And sometimes the Petris, depends on how pious the person is, sometimes the Petris or the relatives are standing at the end of the tunnel in a light, and they hear some voices there. And he hears voices at the time of leaving his body. Sometimes the Krishna says these are the angels, archangels, or whatever, guardian angels. But in the Vedic scriptures, it says the Petris are the relatives that are already ascended to Petri Loka, that are in subtle bodies. They're standing at the end of the tunnel of light, and they're saying, come. You know, think of us, or think of this higher realm, and don't get trapped in the darkness. So this is an experience. It seems to be a universal experience at the time of death for many jivas. They enter this tunnel of darkness, but they see at the very distance there's a light, there's some light. But the pain of the death and the pain of the darkness of everything being void, they can't go to the light, they can't reach to the light. So then they just get closed in the tunnel, then they go to their next body. It's a very deep subject. But it's kind of, it just came in my mind, it's a little kind of interesting thing that's coming in my mind. But this whole approach to prema begins in this darkness, through darkness, from darkness to light. Come to the light, Jyotirgama, Tamasi Mam Jyotirgama, as it's told in Vedanta Sutra, Tamasi Mam Jyotirgama. But generally we take that from a different line of thought. Tamasi Mam Jyotirgama means come out of the dark, come to the light, come out of tamagun and ignorance and bodily attachment, and come to the light of knowledge, Divyagyan, the Atma Jyoti, the light of the soul. But now, even if you take it to a higher level of metaphysics where we talk about Prema Tattva, there's also passing through the darkness of ordeal, the darkness of separation, and the void. There's a void. What is it? When you think of void, what do you think? Outer space somewhere. It's a void. It's just blackness of space. Void. No differentiation. No color. No variety. The void. Right. What comes to your mind? Void. Shunyavad. Void means nothing. Black. Zero. Right. Shunya. Shunya means negative, zero. So this is This is the viewpoint of the sadhaka. His whole world has to come like that. Because now we have so many prospects. Our mind is filled with unlimited prospects. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to attain this, I'm going to attain this and that. I want this and I have so many plans to do many things. And that's all you can say. These plans are simply different expressions of upadis or designations due to our prarabdha karma. But the liberated soul, he only has one plan, he only has one sankalpa. That his sankalpa is the seva, the eternal seva, the lotus feet of Radharani. That he's just fixed. He's fixed on the lotus feet of one resident of Vrindavan and is absorbed in that and nothing else. And the whole everything but that becomes void, and everything but that, the light of his life is that seva, that prospect of seva. The meaning of his life is that connection with his eternal resident. And everything else, relative programs, relatives, the world, everything, the relative world and everything in it becomes like a darkness, becomes like an emptiness. So this is for the Ajatarati Sadaka, this is what he draws from this approaching this verse, that the emptiness, we're separated from Krishna because we're so much joined with the material world. That's our separation from Krishna. We can't contact or connect with Krishna because we're so much joined. If you're joined with one thing, you can't connect with another thing. So we're separated from Krishna because we're joined to the material world. We're attached to the material world. We have a sakti for the material world, so we can't have a sakti for Krishna. So before, I thought just to, it's a little bit slow, but to approach this whole chapter, I thought what I've been doing with all the other verses, which struck me as a way to present these teachings in a way that appealed to my mind, is to first of all analyze the verse under discussion, which represents this pradosh kaliya bhajan or vipralamba prema. What is this meaning of this verse? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I give some introduction to this verse. This is the verse 7 from Shikshastakam, because the whole chapter here, this Saptama Yama Sadhana, this is a sadhana, this is Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, the version given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is the sadhana of the Raghunuga Sadhaka, and this is also the sadhana for the Bhava Bhakta. Both are compressed in this book, Bhajan Rahasyam. So to understand it, and that sadhana revolves about and springs from this verse, the seventh verse. So we should understand the seventh verse so we can understand the teachings in the chapter. So there's a small digression for a few days so we understand the verse to some extent. Then we enter into how this chapter unfolds this verse and teaches us different aspects of bhajan. So Bhakti, as an introduction to this verse, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is saying, in this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a nice example of Vipralamba Ras. For Jatarati Bhaktas, that means a devotee who has on a level of bhav, it is absolutely essential that one seeks to experience Vipralamba Ras without any concern for sambhoga or meeting with Krishna. So the Bhava Bhakta, his main focus of his bhajan, of his meditation, is to deeply experience this mood of separation from Krishna and cultivate that. In this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes how a devotee advances further to a higher conception of Krishna. Then, seeing Krishna just before him, but not getting him, he feels this kind of separation. The more he progresses, the more he finds himself in this position of hopelessness. So in this verse, Lord Chaitanya is leaving his sadhaka consciousness and showing the mahabhav of Virahini Rai, of Radharani, This is the anguished separation of Krishna. So this verse, the other verses, Ayinanda Tanusha Kinkaram, they were somewhat within the realm of the Raghunuga Sadaka and the Jatarati Sadaka. They could touch something of these verses and absorb some meaning here and enter into the meaning of these verses and application. But now Mahaprabhu is kind of changed gears with this verse. And just, he's been with us, been walking with us on a plane or now jumped off a cliff alone. And we're standing on the precipice, and he's falling himself into the depths of this Mahabhav. So now this one Acharya is saying, now he's absorbed in Virahini Rai. This is Srimati Radharani's intense separation, where she's just, exploding in separation. Govinda Virahina Me. This everything. Can you imagine your Radharani's feeling? Everything is there. The whole world. What is the world to Radharani? The world is Krishna. Without Krishna, there's no world. And Radharani's in Vrindavan. She's surrounded by her most loving and dedicated Sakis and Manjaris. And her father and mother, Kirtita Vrishabhan, or her loving brother, Sridham, and her younger sister, Ananga Manjari. They're all there, all surrounding her, giving her all kinds of assistance and help and support. But all of that becomes Shunyavad, Shunya, empty, zero, dark, without Krishna. So this is after 48 years. I guess we could probably, we can see that how Mahaprabhu was revealing Radharani's heart at the end of his pastimes here in Gambira. This is how Radharani felt when she went to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna. Because that was about the same period of time. About 48 years they were separated. She would be at this type of mood. So when she got there and saw Krishna, what has happened to my Krishna? Raj Vesh, he's wearing the clothes of a king, and he's surrounded with elephants and conch shells and all these things, and gold regalia and crown, a mukut. There's no peacock feather, no dhoti, no chadar. All very official. So that's just the other way. It's very interesting because when Radharani was in Vrindavan, all the supporting elements were there. Everything was there, but there's no Krishna, so it was empty. And then she went to Kurukshetra and Krishna was there. But then all the other supporting elements were not there, so it was empty. It's a very interesting play. Because when she got there, she said it's the spring season. There's so many, she said it. She said, "You're here, Krishna, but where is our Vrindavan? It's not the same. Come with me back to Vrindavan." The Rath Yatra is in this mood. And when she's in Vrindavan, everything's here, but Krishna's missing. So this, now Lord Chaitanya is completely in this Viraha Bhav. So there's titles to this verse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the title he gives to this verse, Yugayuta Nameshena, what are the internal symptoms of perfection? It says, Osaki, in separation from Govinda, Osaki, as I mentioned yesterday, is Radharani speaking to Surup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Vishaka and Rai Ramananda. Vishaka and Lita. O Sakhi, in separation from Govinda, even a moment seems like a millennium to me. Tears pour from my eyes like torrents of rain in the monsoon season, and this entire world seems void to me. O Govinda, without you the world is empty. Tears are flooding my eyes like rain, and a moment seems like forever. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can read from chapter 20 here. There's some point, this translation is also there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Srimati Radharani, is speaking this verse in Gambira at the end of the Leela, of his manifest Leela, Gambira Leela. This is the end of Mahaprabhu's Leela, the end of Gambira Leela. So he speaks Yugayutam. The next verse, Mahaprabhu or Radharani speaking, Udvegi divasana jaya shanohaila jugasama varsara megapraya ashu bharishe nayan. In my agitation, Radharani is telling, in my agitation, a day never ends, for every moment seems like a millennium. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in the rainy season. Govinda virahena shunya haila tribhuvan, tushanale pode jena najaya jivan. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in a slow fire. Krishna udasina hoila karite parikshan, saki savakahi krishne kari upekshan. Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me just to test my love. And my friends say, what do the sakis say to Radharani at a time like this? Oh, Radhika, you should just disregard Krishna. As if they say, upekshana, upekshana, you should neglect him. You should neglect Krishna. So this is what additional verses that Mahavru spoke at the same time that this shiksha came from his lotus mouth. This is probably because this is separation. When one sees drama or play about lovers and beloveds, of course the separation is always a sad part. There's great sadness in separation. And when the lovers come together and reunite, then there's joy and happiness, and everyone shares in that happiness, all the viewers of the drama. So this is the deep separation that Radharani is feeling from Krishna. So this word yugayutam, yugayutam means millennium. So this word yuga, yugayutam, the word yuga is sometimes translated as 12 years. And then, because it's interesting actually, this is from Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami. He's saying the Sanskrit is like this. So generally we say a yuga is like we say a chaturyuga, we say yuga is four, is one millennium. One millennium is four ages. It's like a yuga. Kali Yuga, Treta Yuga, like this. All together is one yuga, millennium. Something like 4 million years. But a yuga can also be 12 years. And it says this because this, it says yugayutam. I'm feeling, Mahaprabhu is saying yugayutam, this means 12 years, because this is the period that Lord Chaitanya felt the most intense separation from Krishna in the mood of Radharani, because that was the 12 years in the Gambhira. Because you know, in the 24 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas, the first 6 years he was traveling all around India, doing the prachar, nam prachar, prem pradat, nam prachar. He was preaching the name, and he was distributing Krishna prem. That was for 6 years. Then for 6 years, for the next 18 years, he stayed in Jagannath Puri. And for the first 6 years of his 18 years, he was regularly engaging for Chaturmasya, engaging with all the devotees from Bengal and Sankirtan, and very much mixing with them, accepting invitations in their homes, in a different Brahmin's home. It's described. Every afternoon, Mahaprabhu would take prasad, Jagannath prasad, and prasad from the hands of his devotees in a different Brahmin's home, because he didn't have any cooking facility there. And he wasn't doing any cooking or anything. And this wasn't exactly Madhukari, but he was going to a different home every day, and all the devotees were vying to have him at their homes for prasadam. So that was for 6 years. Then the last 12 years, he practically wasn't eating or anything. Then he was deeply immersed in his Gambhira Lila. Then he told Nityananda, he told devotees, don't come for Rath Yatra. Of course they did. But don't come for Chaturmasya. Lord Nityananda, you go preach. Leave me alone. I want to be in his own deep Gambhira Lila. Just deeply experience what he came to relish, Radharani's Mahabhav. Now he's done all of his prachar work. He's established a preaching mission. He's set the whole thing in motion. For the next 10,000 years, he set the whole preaching mission in motion. This Garanga Prem Sankirtan. And now for the remaining 12 years of his Leela here, Lord Chaitanya absorbed himself in the depths of the Gambhira, practically not coming out very much at all, or interacting in these long kirtans, just day and night experiencing this deep separation of Radharani and Mahabhav. So this yuga, he said, it's like a blink of an eye. All this 12 years I'm suffering at Gambhira, this is like a millennium. Just this 12 years is like a millennium. The 12 years in the Gambhira. And another meaning of the word yuga is an unlimited, the word yuga also means an unlimited amount of time. Yugayuta nimeshena, nimesha. Nimesha means a blink of an eye. Just the time it takes to blink an eye. So thus, if the gopis, especially Radharani, if they can't see Krishna for the time it takes to blink an eye, they feel as if they've been separated from Krishna for an unlimited number of unlimited amount of time. I mean, it's obviously inconceivable. When we come into an intimate connection with the infinite, we will feel hopeless. So I guess the converse must also be true. Right? If we have an intimate, very intimate, confidential, close relationship with Krishna, then we will feel hopeless. Very interesting. So that means if we don't feel hopeless, if we aren't in a hopeless situation, if we don't feel utterly destitute and empty and to such a point that the only recourse we have, we should feel so empty and so helpless and so separated and distant from the Lord that we feel immobilized and incapable of doing anything. The only thing left that we can do is cry. Beg and wail and cry for mercy. Krishna, there's no way out. There's no alternative. I've exhausted all possibilities. I can't think of anything else to do. I'm utterly destitute, helpless. Help me, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey. All I can say is one word. I can't think. I can't speak. I can't eat. I can't walk. I can't act. I can't meditate, I can't serve, I can't do puja, I can't do anything. All I can say is two syllables. Krishna, 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 hey Krishna, hey Krishna, Krishna. That's viraha. So it says that when we come into an intimate connection with the infinite, with Krishna, we will feel hopeless. The more we advance, the more we find it unlimited. And finding it unlimited, we become hopeless. But we can't turn back. We can only go ahead. This is the spirit of a genuine devotee. We think, the highest kind of nectar is just before me, but I can't taste it. I am unable to touch it. Still, the charm of this nectar is so great, I can't retreat from this entanglement. And without that, a small span of time seems like millions of years without attaining that nectar, without attaining Krishna. So this is something of, what is this yugayutam, what is this yuga, this 12 years, this unlimited time, this hopelessness? 48 years searching and separation, questing for the Lord, going all over, going everywhere, searching all over the vast distances, up to tops of mountains, into caves. Lord Chaitanya went into caves looking for Krishna, up to top of mountains, into caves, they said, oh, Krishna's in this cave, this temple in this cave, and Giri Parvat, or Mangalagiri. So they went in the cave, and he saw Nisringa. No, he's not here. Krishna, Krishna. He's in Cape Comer and he's here, there, Udupi. Everyone was directing him. Yes, you can find Krishna here, there. And he was wandering everywhere in India. Where is Krishna? And they kept saying, no, you can find him in Udupi Krishna. You can find him here, there. All the time searching, questing. And he came to Vrindavan. And they said, oh, yeah, Krishna. Yeah, there's See, there's one old man and one old lady in some cave here on top of this hill. So he went in there, and the deity, there was Nanda Baba there, and Yashoda in a cave in Nandishwar Hill, and the deity of Krishna Balaram. And he went in, ah, Krishna. And then again, separation. So even Mahaprabhu was in such a hopeless mood after 48 years, still not finding Krishna. But sometimes, see the example. The 48 years, and every moment of that 48 years felt like an unlimited amount of time, like a yuga. And sometimes devotees, they practice Krishna bhakti or practice devotion. We practice for a few years and we say, what's happening? Why haven't I seen Krishna? What's going on? Where is he? This process doesn't work. Listen, I tried chanting Hare Krishna. I tried doing seva. I didn't see Krishna. I didn't experience Krishna. Well, let me get Siddha Pranali. So then I got Siddha Pranali. And I know my name. I know my complexion. And I know my dress. And I know my sakigan. And I know my yuteshri. And I entered into this meditation. And still, you know, I tried this for 10 years. I still haven't seen Krishna. Where is this Krishna? Is there another process? I'm sorry, that's it. We gave you the top. This is it. It's on you now. So this is the process. Viraha, cultivating Vipralamba Bhajan, deep separation, and the mood of Mahaprabhu. Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan. Or in Gorakhi Shore's mood, because we can't imitate Lord Chaitanya. We appreciate and try to understand and drive encouragement for his teachings, but we're not Radharani and we're not a Mahabhav. But we can follow our Mahajans and their line of anxiety. And Gorakhi Shore Das Babaji Maharaj, Parat Paraguru, he's telling us, Kotai go prema mai Radhe Radhe. He's not saying Krishna Kahan, he's saying Kotai, Radha Kotai. Prema Mai Radha. Where is my Radha? So he was running all over Braj Mandal. He says, where is Radharani? Ashtashaki Shiromani Radhe Radhe. Kanamanu Mohini Radhe Radhe. Where is Radharani? So this is the line of Rupanuga Vaishnava is in the line of Rupamandri. Calling out, where is Radha? Feeling hopelessness without Radharani. This is taught by Raghunath Das Goswami and by Rupa Goswami. Tave vasmi na jivami tvayavina iti vigaya radhitvam nayamam charnatikam. Raghunath Das Goswami is praying, Radharani, you, I am yours. Tava. I am yours. Na jivami tvayavina. Without you, I can't live. That means shunyatam, emptiness, unlimited time in separation from you. It's without seeing you, without having your service, the whole world is void and it feels like an unlimited amount of time. So this is Vipralamba Bhav, Vipralamba Seva, Vipralamba Bhajan, cultivating the mood of separation from Radha and the mood of separation from the Brijvasis and the liberated devotees. Right? Jayani La Primadana. Karana, right? This is, hey, I'm breaking my head in separation. Where are the great devotees gone? First we feel separation from the devotees. Then we feel separation from specific devotees. Devotees, the great Mahajans. Then we may feel separation from devotees we know. We've known and served with. We may feel separation from our guru. And then we become aligned with residents of Vrindavan. Then we start to feel separation from residents of Vrindavan. And then we feel separation from our Swamini, from Radha. And this way that the separation mood increases more and more. Yugayutanda Meshena. These are these two words together. Yugayutam Nimeshena. Nimeshena. Nimeshena means a blink of an eye. 12 years. But for Radharani and for Lord Chaitanya and Radhabhav, that 12 years was an unlimited amount of time. Tomorrow we'll discuss this word, Yugayuta Nimeshena. He's asking, what is the benefit of doing parikrama of any... Well, first of all, parikrama is generally The practice of prikma, mandir prikma, dham prikma, mandir or dham, Vrindavan dham, or mandir prikma, or Radhakunda, whatever, holy place, that comes under the category of padasevanam. It's bhakti, which means it gives pleasure to the Lord. Depends if it's anukulya, if it's with a favorable attitude, a favorable mentality, anyabhilashita shinyam gyanakarma dhyanamritam, anukulyena krishnanu. You're cultivating the activity, krishnanu. You're performing an activity or a kriya for the pleasure of the Lord with an anukulya bhav, with a favorable mind. Then I'm not trying to lose weight by offering dandavats or whatever, like some fat people do. Fat people do dandavat prikama. Fat people do dandavats of Govardhan to lose weight. So that's more like kambhav, desire for sense gratification, enjoying the body. But anukulya bhav, anukulyena krishnanu, favorably doing that, I know that this is Krishna's holy land, this is his lila stali, and I'm doing dandavats of Vrindavan because Krishna has so many wonderful pastimes here. And this actual prikama marga of Vrindavan demarcates the ras mandal. It is told in some shastras that the prikama marga, the entire prikama marga, in the middle of the prikama marga was all the site of the ras mandal. And different activities would happen. Something would happen at Sringarbhat, that's part of ras mandal. Something happened at Sevakunj, that's part of ras mandal. Something happened at Nidiban, that's ras mandal, part of the ras lila. So when I'm doing dandavat prikama Vrindavan, then I'm honoring the ras mandal. Of course, I'm going around so many shalagrams and govardhans and dakarjis and great mahatmas. So it's called padasevanam. It's the fourth limb of devotion, padasevanam. And it's very purifying, and if it's done with a pure attitude, it's very pleasing to Krishna. Like any limb of devotion, the aim and objective is to give pleasure to Krishna and to increase our attachment to Krishna. It's recommended. But the most important thing is Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. You can do mental dandavats. The mind, it's easy to throw the body on the ground, but it's not easy to throw the mind on the ground. The mind is a heavy opponent. The mind is a very heavy fighter, very heavy opponent. It's very hard to pin the mind. You can throw down the body. A big guy can throw down a small guy and pin him or hold him on the tarmac. But to hold down the mind is a very difficult engagement. To throw your body on the ground for 21 hours, it takes 21 hours to do dandavats of Vrindavan. A few hours a day or a few days, whatever. 56 hours to do dandavat prikama of Govardhan. One time. But try to control the mind for 21 hours. That would be a much bigger dandavat. Manasik dandavat. Control the mind for 1 hour a day for 21 days while chanting japa and see the result. Can you imagine? Chanting 1 hour of solidly, fully concentrated mind, 100% in the holy name of the Lord for 21 hours. Now, what would give you more benefit? 21 hours of absorbed mental dandavats at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, the holy name, or physical dandavats of the holy Dham? You decide and act accordingly. I've done both, and it's a lot harder to do mental dandavats. You feel a little sore in your ribs and stuff like that when you do physical dandavats of Radha Kunda Vrindavan or whatever. But that recovers, but the mind dandavats, this is the real emphasis. Let us work on mental dandavats. Kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsarya. Offer our dandavats to kam, offer our dandavats to krodh, offer our dandavats to lobh, matsarya, mada. Actually, that's what happens. They force us to offer respects to them. Isn't it? They become our masters. If someone's your master, you have to respect them. But we want to offer our mind at the feet of the holy name of Radha Krishna Yuga, Radha Govinda Yuga Nam. We want our mind to be offered there, and then everything else will be solved. Thank you, Hare Krishna.